brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. In fact, you're starting in chapter one right now. All those other chapters, it was just a preview of your life. Life for you is getting ready to happen from this day forward. Okay? Do you believe that? You bear witness with that? Life for you, James, chapter one. Okay? Hallelujah. Turn around so these people can see you. All right? This is James, okay? I want you to keep your eyes on this couple, okay? Because they're getting ready to start chapter what? Chapter one, all right? Chapter one. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up, Lee Peoples. Stand up, sir. Man, there's such a release of the supernatural in this room today. Thank you for being a praying church. I hear the Lord saying to you that you've undergone some tremendous turmoil and hardship and challenge and difficulty. But I see you as a rock. The Lord says, I see you as a rock. And you've been disappointed yourself before. You've even said, you know, Lord, I'm ashamed. I feel like I've let you down. And God says, listen, my hand is ever upon you. And I'm going to walk before you. And I'm going to take you on a journey where you have to trust me. Now, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. But God's going to take you through a season of your life beginning right now. And you're going to have to trust him in ways that you haven't trusted him before. Don't be alarmed by that, because it's meant to be a word of encouragement. God is going to take you down a path where you're going to have to trust him. And at the end of the day, you're going to know when it got done that it was a God thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of what? Of miracles. You're the God of miracles. Hallelujah. He's a miracle-working God. Thank you, Lord. You know, please, next week when I bring Joe Phillips in here, some of you are going to think, man, I didn't expect a comedian. This guy is so gifted. He is so gifted. He's probably 70 years old. He's bringing an old preacher in here. But he is so gifted. He has the gentleness of the Holy Spirit upon his life. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Joe Phillips is a gift of God. Bring your friends. What's wrong with y'all anyway? You come to church, you don't bring nobody with you. Nobody. Some of you sit in the same seats all the time, and the seats beside you are still empty, and you ain't doing nothing about it. Nothing. Amen. They won't come. No, people, listen, statistics prove that people will come if you'll ask them. Okay? There's going to be plenty of food here, and some of y'all are cantankerous sometimes. We have food on site, and y'all say, where y'all going? Los Amigos? Don't go to Los Amigos next Sunday. You eat right here. Bring your money and eat from one of the food trucks. Bless those food trucks. They're going to be here selling some wonderful food next Sunday. So save your pennies up, because you're eating on the church ground next week. All right? And plan to participate. Plan to laugh, because you're going to laugh next Sunday morning. And the Bible says laughter doeth good like a what? Like a medicine. Joe Phillips, a tremendous gift of God, has an amazing story. He has a film, too. I'll show you the film sometime. He has a film that he could have made lots of money on. But God spoke to him and told him to give the film away. And this man has spent thousands and thousands of dollars of his own money to combat human trafficking in other countries, pulling girls out of sex trades. He's a humble man. He would not even tell you that. But this man is such a gift of God to the kingdom. And he has been used by God to snatch girls out of sex trafficking, unusual ways. And he's such a humble man. He would never brag about himself, but I'm telling you, he's a God-anointed man, and you'll be blessed immensely next Sunday morning. Joe Phillips, fun day at Carpenter Shop. Inflatables for the kids. They're going to have something to run all that energy off with, and you'll just have a good time. Have I told you lately that I loved you? Amen. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, I do. Amen. Love you guys. Pastor Joy, come here, dear. Let's close this service out in prayer. Praise the Lord. She's a good girl. Amen. Don't you think so? Ask the Lord's blessings on not just today, but next Sunday. And let's believe God just to meet us here in power this next week. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for what you have done today. Lord, for the word that has been embedded in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, let us go over these words, read these passages in the weeks ahead. And Lord, let us not allow this word to just fall, but to be used, to be thought through, and to, Lord, to be internalized, Lord, so that we can be changed. We thank you, Father, for the miracles that you've done today. We know that this altar was filled with people who needed those healings and, Lord, those miracles. And so we stand on your word, Lord, your promises to us. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for doing these things. And, Lord, for next week, we ask, Lord, that we would ask all people, Lord, that you know need you, and that your word would be weaved in to this comedy, this way of interaction, Lord, as our spirits are lifted, as our jaws hurt with laughter, but Lord, as we as a family join together to eat and to fellowship and to serve you, Lord, we ask that you use Joe in a mighty way to plant within us joy from you and the realization of your word. We thank you, Father, for using us to draw others to you and for allowing us, Lord, the energy needed this week to draw people, to pray over people, to bless people with our words, Lord, to activate all that we know that you've given us. Lord, thank you, Lord, for our voice. Let us use it wisely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you go today. Thank you for praying for us. We've been crazy scheduled, just preaching multiple times each week, but God is good. Amen. So, and thank you for those of you who are supporting the Pakistan-India mission. It's going incredibly well. Thank you for your support. God bless you. Thank you.